Hello and welcome to Potternims, a Harry Potter podcast about Wizarding World words. My name is Al, and I'm a giant nerd. With me is my co-host and brother.
Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm not quite the Harry Potter geek or word nerd that Al is, so most of this will be new to me. Obviously, there will be spoilers.
Each week, I'll choose a Wizarding World word and tell you all about why it is so awesome and clever. So whether you're like me and you know most of this already,
or you're like me and most of this is a surprise,
I hope you learn something that will add to your enjoyment of this phenomenal fantasy world.
Okay.
One sec. Let me get a sip here. Sorry to stop you mid-intro there.
Right? I'm building up the hype, and you're like, no, stop, wait. I need some water. I need some tea.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, it's time for Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
Okay. Kind of petered out there. I didn't get as strong as I wanted. Hogwarts. There we go.
Woo! Hogwarts. All right. So we're talking about the name of the school itself today.
Indeed we are. Indeed.
Okay, cool. I'm actually surprised that we haven't yet.
Right.
Boy. Well, good. Hogwarts. Yeah, when you actually break it down, it doesn't sound like the most appealing school you'd want to go to.
Exactly. Well, the full name is Hogwarts School for Witchcraft and Wizardry. It was founded in the 10th century by two witches and two wizards, which the four houses are then named after: Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and Hufflepuff. And students get sorted into each house based on their personality traits and their strengths. And the houses then compete for the Quidditch Cup and the House Cup throughout the year.
Right.
So the legacy of the founders lives on in the everyday life of the school.
You have both the sporty competition and the more brainy, but also like the House Cup, you can get points taken away for doing
being naughty.
Being naughty. Yeah, I guess that's a good way of saying it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not just academics, it's also kind of how you present yourself as well. What kind of student are you in all ways?
Yes. Are you a good student, both academically and behaviorally?
Right.
So Hogwarts is located somewhere in the Scottish Highlands. It is near a loch known as the Black Lake, and it's right on the edge of the Forbidden Forest. And there are many charms and spells on it that keep muggles from discovering it. They only see castle ruins with a bunch of signs being like, danger, keep out.
Okay.
Yep.
I kind of always never pictured that for some reason. Yeah, I always pictured more of like a force field. rather than seeing ruins.
Like Wakanda?
Yes, pretty much like Wakanda. That's what I've been picturing, yeah.
Wakanda forever!
That's funny.
Makes sense.
That's a different universe.
That is a different universe, yes. Students arrive at Hogwarts on the Hogwarts Express, the steam train, and that began in the 1850s. Before that, they would take a broomstick or a carriage or the flu network or something.
The flu network?
Yes. We talked about this very briefly a couple episodes ago. That's the fireplace travel.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
I heard, like, my brain went FLU. Like they went there on the flu network, you know, like where the flu viruses fly through the air.
You shrink yourself into bacteria and right. travel with whoever's heading that direction.
We're back in the Marvel universe with Ant-Man now.
Right?
I'm Ant-Man.
I know. It wasn't my idea.
That would be the Flea Network. No.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Got it. Back on track.
Well, back to the Hogwarts Express. Of course, it leaves from King King's Cross Station in London, platform 9 3/4. Mm-hmm. And the look of it is based on the Jacobite Express, which is a real steam train that they used in the films. Okay. that travels through the Scottish Highlands from Fort William to Mayleigh, and it goes over the Glenfinnan Aqueduct, which is that famous scenes in the movies where it goes over the big arched aqueduct. I don't know if you remember that, but
I do. I'm vaguely remembering that, yeah.
And I have actually ridden on the Jacobite Express, which was very cool.
It looks like a beautiful ride.
Yeah, it is. It is a very beautiful ride. It's not very long. It doesn't take very long to go from one end to the other, but really beautiful. I love the Scottish Highlands. And of course, a steam train speaks to my romantic adventure nature. So Hogwarts allows students ages 11 to 17. Most students are from Britain, but the surrounding areas are welcome to also send their students. You can go to kind of whatever school's closest. It's not compulsory to go to Hogwarts. You may be homeschooled if you or your parents so choose. And Hogwarts also only accepts students who show magical abilities, regardless of parentage. So that goes both ways. If you're a muggle and you show magical talent, you'd be invited to go to Hogwarts, even though you never heard of this world before.
Oh, okay.
Or on the other end of it, even if you grew up in the wizarding world with magical parents and magical siblings and all the rest, if you show no magical ability, you're not allowed to go to Hogwarts.
Are there examples of that, of either of those scenarios happening? Like,
yes, there are many examples of students who grew up in muggle homes who showed magical abilities and came to Hogwarts, probably the most prominent being Hermione.
Yeah.
And then there are a very few examples of people who came from magical families who did not show abilities, which is known as a squib. And probably the most prominent squib is Argus Filch, the caretaker.
That's why he's so grumpy all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So there are no entrance exams into Hogwarts. It's just magical ability. And there is a magic quill that detects when magical children are born, and it writes their names in a book. And every year they check the book and be like, okay, which of these kids is 11 now? Let's send them a letter.
Okay.
And that's how they determine who gets into Hogwarts.
Wow, I didn't realize that. So they know, this magical pen knows from birth.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's not really in the books. That's more of a afterwards Wizarding World explanation. But when students start for the first 5 years of the school, they have to take Transfiguration, Defense Against the Dark Arts, Charms, Potions, Astronomy, History of Magic, and Herbology.
Quite a range of intro courses there.
Yes, yes. And they get flying lessons. On the broomstick.
Of course, gym class.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And then at the end of their second year, they also add at least two subjects, optional subjects, in addition to those classes. And the choices they have that they can add are arithmancy, muggle studies, divination, study of ancient runes, and care of magical creatures. Harry and Ron add divination and care of magical creatures, and Hermione adds all of them. Yes, she eventually drops a couple because she just can't handle the schedule, but for book three, yeah, she's taking all the classes.
That's right.
And then according to J.K. Rowling, there are some very specialized subjects that might be offered in your final 2 years if enough people are interested, such as alchemy, but otherwise those are the classes that are offered at Hogwarts.
Okay, so you're in just the same core classes each year. Mm-hmm. They just step up in difficulty. You're in, yes, 101, 201.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And Hogwarts is a very rambling, ramshackle castle that would not be standing if not for magic in its configuration. Holding many secrets, such as the Chamber of Secrets, of course, the Room of Requirement, which becomes whatever you happen to need at the time. There's also many secret passages out of the school, some of them known, some of them not known, except to a few people, which most of these secrets of Hogwarts are, some are known, some are not known, some are only known by a few, Some we know where they came from. Like, we know that Slytherin made the Chamber of Secrets, but the Room of Requirement, who knows where that came from. And then a couple episodes ago, when we talked about Rowena Ravenclaw, we mentioned that she designed the moving staircases in the castle. Right. Yes. Do you remember what else she was responsible for coming up with as far as Hogwarts?
Oh. I don't remember.
Well, she came up with the location. She was Scottish. She chose the location. And she was the one who named the school.
Okay. So, here
so
we get
we're going to have the all exactly. We have the etymology of the word in English in the real world, in the Muggle world, and we have the origin of it in the wizarding world.
Okay, cool.
So let's start with the wizarding world origin of Hogwarts. So supposedly, Rowena Ravenclaw had a dream that told her where she should build the school. And in this dream, there was a particularly warty hog that led her to a cliff by a lake. And really? This is where... This is where you should build your school. So she picked the name Hogwarts as a very literal reference to this dream animal.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think it would actually be that, but it was.
I know.
That's funny.
That's maybe why I haven't done Hogwarts yet, because it's kind of, I know, not that interesting, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, a particularly warty hog.
Yes.
The spirit animal of the school.
Right? Which is just hilarious, yes. Though this story is a legend even in the wizarding world, so it may or may not have any truth to it even in this fictional universe.
Gotcha, okay.
But that is the common attribution. But in the Muggle world, in the real world, again, it's I mean, hog and warts. They're a kind of a pig and a bulbous protuberance on your body. I don't know. But
yep.
If you change the spelling slightly to hogwort, W-O-R-T, a hogwort is... kind of it's a type of plant. It's like a small green plant. And J.K. Rowling has said that while she did not consciously name the school after this plant, one of her friends kind of reminded her that they used to go walking through the Kew Gardens and made note of this particular plant, hogwort. And she thinks that perhaps subconsciously she was thinking about that when she came up with the name.
Or, yeah, at the very least, Hogwarts just kind of popped into her head for some reason as she was brainstorming names. It stood out to her. It made a past connection to a memory from her past or something. And
yeah. Well, that sounds like choice. It works together. Yeah.
Right. You know, Al, I was expecting hog to have some like crazy meaning from like Latin or something.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint.
Oh, it's not. I'm not disappointed. If anything, no. I'm just surprised it's that it's as simple as that. Yep. Yeah, maybe a plant, but most likely,
you just know, a funny word.
this pig told her to build here.
Yes, if you build it, they will come.
If you build it, you will come.
That's right, and they did, and you shall name it Hogwarts.
Right. Well, I have one little fun fact relating to Hogwarts. In 2008, there was an online poll asking people to rate the best Scottish educational establishments. And Hogwarts was voted the 36th best Scottish educational establishment of 2008.
Nice.
Yes. And the director of the Independent Schools Network ranking, who put out this poll, said he kind of put it on there for fun, and it got voted in.
It got some votes. Yep. So, yeah, I wonder if that's some people that really didn't like their school, and so they voted for Hogwarts instead.
Right.
Or just a bunch of people on the internet found out there was this open poll and all voted for Hogwarts.
Yes, like Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah, right. Right. There was this era. Folks listening to this in the future, there was this couple year period of time where we knew how to communicate and like to everyone in the world, but in a very unsecure way. And Bodie McBoatface is the result.
Yes. If you don't know, there was like, I forget what it was. It was like a new naval ship that needed a name, right. And they let people vote online, and the winner was Bodie McBoatface.
Britain's National Environmental Research Council announced a boat naming contest. Thousands of entries were submitted, and the name Bodie McBoatface got 4 times more votes than any other name.
You know, it had to have been like a naval destroyer or some, you know, something loaded up with missiles and guns and stuff.
Look out, it's Bodie McBoatface! Yeah.
Look out, it's Hogwarts. Like, I wonder if, like, does Hogwarts, like the other schools, do they look at Hogwarts at, like we look at Bodie McBoatface? Right. Like, that's such a ridiculous named school.
Oh, that would be really funny if they do. Because, yes, the other schools have, we've talked about Durmstrang, and there's the Beauxbatons, the French school, and Ilvermorny, the American school, that also have very particular meanings behind their words that are more... more than Hogwarts.
Yeah. Yeah. It just kind of seems funny. What surrounds the campus as well, you know, the Black Lake.
Right.
And the Forbidden Forest. Right. And then Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Let's plop a school right here and then let's name it something kind of funny so that the kids don't realize that they could just be like absolutely like, you know, murdered if they go out into the woods.
Right, exactly. There are a lot of dangerous creatures that live in the lake or in the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must have been a fever dream that Minerva had.
Rowena.
That led her there. Rowena. Oh, what did I say, Minerva? Well, anyways, that's funny.
So that was Hogwarts.
That's Hogwarts for you. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we got to it. I'm glad it's kind of a funny meaning. It's a good story. It sets Hogwarts apart from the other schools.
You know, it does.
It gives us reason for this whole story to have happened at Hogwarts. It's a special school with a very special name and a very special history behind it.
Yes.
How it was founded. Yeah. I don't know if I have much more to say about that.
Right? Yeah, well, that's okay. Well, if you want to hear about the other schools we haven't talked about yet, we'll get to those. Be sure you're subscribed so you don't miss it. We also talk about characters and other places and objects and spells and creatures. So subscribe, rate and review, tell all your friends about the Potternims podcast, please.
You can also check us out other places online on Facebook and Instagram at Potternims. You can find animated episodes and shorter clips, easier to digest moments from the show on our YouTube channel. Just search YouTube for Potternims. And if you want some bonus content, extra clips, quizzes, and wallpapers, and fun things of that sort, check us out on patreon.com/potternims for more.
Until next time, I'm Al.
And I'm Eric.
And this has been Potternims.